This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I still can't believe people have tried stealing
money from us. I mean, you got
so much money.
It actually got stolen.
How much money do you think you've been to account for stuff you feel like you didn't even know that somebody got a couple hundred or a couple thousand from you and you're like, damn.
He got my Rolex. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I had to guess how much money was stolen from me over my
last
20 years, probably
20 years.
$150,000.
Hey, damn, how'd you let that happen?
I just trusted people that I shouldn't have trusted.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, brother.
That's okay.
I just found out that I got robbed even more.
You got robbed?
Not robbed, but like, so... So my editor had access to my computer, right?
What?
And
is this recent?
No. This was back in the day when he almost stole $10,000 from me. Anyways,
this topic is not in line with the title of this video.
What is the title of the video?
Well, I just want to express.
Oh yeah, I want to hear it. Concerns. I want to hear it. So this employee, we hired him full time to be remote. Not he used to work remote, but then was like, "Yo, it's better if you go on house because you can see how we film and you have access to like how we." Do things in real life. So if we feel a specific emotion while we act a certain way, you can edit that certain way because you're there. Anyways, I gave him access to the main computer, which had like Adobe Premiere and it was fast, of course. But this is where I messed up. It also had access to the payroll.
Ooh.
And
you just found this out?
No, I kind of repressed it so bad. I'm like, oh, I was so dumb. Anyways, we went remote. We went to a beach for a shoot. And he said, oh, I'm just going to stay back and edit. I'm like, okay. Weird, but okay. I get it. Even though we need you in the shoot for like, just it's a team thing. And then I think a week later, he was like, hey, so I didn't get my payment. My bank just bounced it back. I was like, what? Really? It says here you got paid. It's like, no, I promise. I was like, okay. So I sent him a payment. What happened was when we were out at the beach filming, he paid not only himself, but everyone else in the team that amount. So I guess he didn't want to make it like obvious that it was him. It's like, oh, why is the payment only going to him? And I remember the rest of the team like, hey, we got our paychecks early. Is that cool? I was like, oh, I guess that's cool. Probably a glitch in the system. And then, long story short.
Everybody got double paid?
No, only him.
Oh. Huh. It's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah. My old assistant stole so much. Yeah. All right, let's get back to the topic.
I did see him in a story this past weekend. He was with another group of creators.
Oh, no, poor guys.
So hopefully...
Hopefully they know. Learn. Well, I mean, how would they know? He's not putting me down as a reference.
We might have.
No, I would
have... They know. They would have...
If one of his future employers calls me, I'm telling them everything.
But they know you, though. I'm pretty sure
I'll tell them. If they call me, I'll tell them. Okay. I'm like, this is what happened. This is how much he probably sold. This is how much he definitely sold.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is how he did it. And this is how much he took advantage of my other friends and the other people he worked for.
That's crazy. He had It's crazy.
You're saying last names? You're crazy.
People gotta know, bro. You know who you are. That's crazy. It went so far that Brent Rivera had to call me.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, bro. He's doing sketchy stuff to him. Yeah, I thought you were done with me. You kept going. He's probably done doing more to other people.
Yeah.
Probably works for Mr. Beast now.
The guy that got me got you too a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right.
All right.
So today.
What do we got today?
I asked Discord to send us a bunch of questions of things they were always wondering about.
Ooh. You know what I've noticed?
Hmm.
Before we get to this?
Yeah.
We were filming like a tiny plant room thing and Pablo was here and then he was showing me some memes on the phone. Oh no, he was watching a baseball game on his phone while recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do something stupid. So I pulled out my phone. I started playing Shrek the movie. I put it next to his baseball game while we were recording. And then he was like, okay. So he tries one up of me and he did. He put Subway Surfers. I was like, all right. And then I went up him again. I was like, all right. I put up a Sunday Mass from the Philippines live.
Uh-huh.
And then we're just like, what? And we had to be quiet because they were like performing and singing.
Yeah.
So we were just like holding our breath like so hard. And then when they called cut, we just started busting out laughing. I've noticed I don't really laugh.
What do you mean?
Like laugh like hard, like cry laugh.
And that you did that time?
I did that time.
That's good.
There's only like certain like times where I cry hard. One time when we were high, I always cry hard.
With the Swedish
hard.
Fish?
The Swedish fish, it takes
you were
a minute.
Hard. I was like, dang.
I know, bro.
Like, it was noticeable. It was like, oh, that's a different laugh. That's like a hard laugh.
That's rare. I just noticed that's very rare. It,
you know how when you think it's really funny is when you can't retort.
What's that mean?
When you can't respond, like you're trying to add to the joke, but you can't because you're laughing.
And
usually you have something to say back make it to keep it going, but you couldn't do it.
I love those laughs, man.
Me too.
It's always it's always so dumb. The things that I laugh like so hard on is just always so immature.
Yeah.
Or it's like.
It's usually when you don't see it coming and we've known each other for so long, it's hard to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you already know.
It's if it's 8-year-old humor, you got me good.
Mm-hmm.
You got me good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what was your favorite podcast? Not guests, though.
Like your favorite topic.
Talking about like your dad and how you made it.
I think my favorite one is probably our first one where we like had that serious talk and we just like apologized and forgave for a bunch of stuff in our past.
Uh-huh.
I like that one. I think it's not even on this channel. It's on the Wasabi channel.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That was like we didn't even know we needed to have this conversation.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
It was just healing. Very healing.
Yeah.
Inspired a lot of people.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, Michelle said, during Wasabi Productions, were there any conflicts between you guys where you guys got into a heated argument and ended up not filming for the video and pushing it back? We're like, I don't want to film this anymore today because we're upset.
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I think we were really good at like hiding it.
Yeah.
But we knew.
Yeah, we repressed.
We knew.
What? What's that funny? What's funny?
Just the fact that you guys can hide it really well.
Oh, yeah.
We knew the other one was upset, but they're like, action. Hey, buddy. Cut. Man, what's next?
Yeah. That's really it. We know how to like go in and out.
Yeah, we turn it on. But but it was just normal teenage angst.
It's not even that we're mid-20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, frontal lobe. I believe anything past 25 is when life starts.
Dang, this is a lot about drama. Chloe said, what's something about each other that used to annoy you, but now you respect it?
Your ADHD. That's I didn't understand it back then. Just because I thought it was like, damn, this guy is freaking wild. He's so annoying doing all these things.
Yeah.
But then the more I understand like ADHD and then just
Oh, you can't help it.
I mean, I can help it.
No, me.
Oh, you.
Yeah. I cannot help it.
But then it's always like, you're just being you, being good-hearted. You're always coming from a good place. So I'm like, oh, this is being Alex.
I think Alexis had to learn that too.
Yeah.
Because at first she thought I just like, had selective hearing or I just pretended I didn't hear something that she said or like it's not important enough for me to remember. But then she's realizing like, oh, he just can't, like, it's just like you have to get my full attention if you are saying something important. Because a lot of times she's just talking to me, and she's in the kitchen and I'm in the living room, and then she'll get through like 5 sentences, and then I'm like, oh, are you talking to me? And then she's like, nobody else is here. I was like, oh, I thought you were on the phone or reading lines or something. Because she reads lines all the time throughout the house, and she's not talking to me. Yeah. So I was like, oh. And so it took her a while to learn, like, oh, he's not just being mean. He's not just ignoring me.
Yeah.
He's just like, you have to get you have to make sure you have my attention
before you say something important.
That's true.
Yeah.
I learned that in the podcast early on. I'm like, gotta let him talk. Don't interrupt.
Okay, now I can interrupt. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
How about me? What's my trait?
Okay, what's something about each other that used to annoy you?
I always say, if you want a good definition of what ADHD is, I tell people to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to twitch.com, twitch.tv.
Gift him a sub, because you can understand. It's a good study case. Yeah. Really, though.
Okay, what's something about each other that used to annoy you, but now you respect? I can't think of one. The only thing I can think of is like...
Passive-aggressive stuff?
Yeah. It's like when we were back in the early days, you would be upset about something, but I didn't know what it was, and you wouldn't tell me, but you could tell that you were obviously upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wouldn't know, but it's not something I respect now because you grew out of that.
Yeah.
So it's not like something like, oh, I respect that now. It's just like, you don't do it anymore.
For sure.
You figured yourself out.
Yeah. I hate to always bring childhood up, but it's just how I grew up, mm-hmm. I guess. We didn't really know how to express feelings. We bottle it up, and it kind of just pops eventually.
I think we both had that problem. We both had to figure it out on our own.
Yeah.
Like, and it took, that's why wait, it took till like our mid 20s to figure it out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Or late 20s, I feel
late
like.
Late 20s. Yeah, for sure. And then you're just like, dang, it sucks because like the older you get, the more you understand like everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And you're like, damn, that was so unnecessary. Like, we could have easily like figured that out, or like I was being too emotional, or you being too emotional. It's like dumb.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, we could have learned earlier, but we had no one to tell us.
Yeah. That. We had no examples, no like emotional mentors.
So we could be mentors to some people watching. So, hey, if this is a good insight for you, listen to us. We dealt with it.
Yeah, if you are having any problems with your friends, and you're like, I can't believe they would do this.
Yep.
They probably, like, it's probably not that deep.
Yeah.
Unless they stole money from you.
Yeah. Twitch.tv, Alex Wasabi, give them a sub. You'll learn a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, there's so many things in the past where I'm like, you know what? I don't, like, F that guy. I'm whatever. Like, he sucks. Like, and it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't.
It was never a big deal.
If you zoom out, it's not a big deal. Like,
it's,
oh,
like, it's like when you're in, like, 20 and you're in a relationship and you break up and it's like your life is over. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's like like when Nick was here for the podcast, and like talking about his life and like where he is, I'm like, dang, bro, he's still young, bro.
Yeah,
but like, dang, that's what you're worrying about.
Yeah, it's so, like, you'll get, just wait till you get a little older, then you're like, oh,
you'll be like, oh, okay, this is good, this makes
like
sense.
There are a lot of problems like that young people deal with, that it's true.
Yes, but absolutely.
But once you get older, you realize what's actually important, what's actually worth disrupting your emotional state for.
Like, there's a whole bigger picture.
Yeah.
But you gotta live the smaller ones to get to the big one. Mm-hmm. So that's just how it goes, man.
Dang, we learned a lot. That was a good question. That was a good question, Chloe.
Yeah, okay. We learned a lot.
Let's see.
I'm proud of us. I feel like people in their 70s don't even get to this insight.
Here's another pretty deep
one. Go ahead.
Pseudonym said, do you ever feel trapped by the brand you built? Like you had to keep being a certain version of yourself even after you outgrew it and you're not that same person.
Mm. Do I feel trapped? Yes.
Or at any point did you feel trapped?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
For Guava Juice especially, because it's very kid-friendly, kids content. And I think what got me is like when... people critique the videos and like start hating on it. Like, oh my God, this is a bitch of the autism guy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh man.
And why do you think that bothered you?
Because I've never had criticism on Guava Juice before.
That's how I felt with KSI. I've never had negativity until his audience. And I was like, whoa, like this is crazy. This is like, why I don't want to, like, this is not a good way to live.
Sucks for you too, because it's like a cult following.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like they'll just like
rage one another up.
Yeah, I was like, dang, I wish I never got involved with this because it was just
yeah
the most negativity I've ever experienced in my life. It was like, why yeah. do people why are people like this? It
make
was
you
crazy.
Sad, made you depressed a little bit.
No, it didn't make me sad. It was just like I don't know. It's just like, I was just like, dang, like, it's not like I was sad because of negativity. I was just like, I just don't want this in my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I was all happy and positive, and now I'm still happy and positive, but I have to see negativity all the time. And yeah, I'm like, this was a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it was for me. I was sad, bro. I was depressed. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, dude, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff.
I think with yours, it was more just, they're just trying to get views off your name because you're so popular. And once you get to the top, you're gonna have more
that's
haters
true.
Yeah
that's
and
true.
You were at the top for a long time in that category.
Absolutely. Like this one guy, Gus Johnson, he did two videos of me and at the end there was a sponsored deal. I'm like, I know. I was like, oh, this is Hot Topic,
he knew
I'm
gonna
just
gonna
do
get
that.
A lot of views.
Yeah,
dang.
It is what it is. People gotta do what they gotta do.
So, that's crazy.
It's whatever, we grow.
Did I ever feel trapped? I think a little bit, because not like I was like making videos, and then
is it the vlogging life or
no? It was like our stuff. Like after you left, I feel like you were good at the kid stuff.
Yeah,
and then I was good at like random creative stuff too. But your kid stuff was like your realm. So once you left, I was like, man, I don't want to make kid stuff anymore. And then I fell into vlogging, and I was like, yes. But it was still family friendly, but it wasn't like. Hey, like it wasn't like
yeah,
as
like
much.
2016 YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, and then I enjoyed vlogging for a long time, and then I think that was the only time I dealt with it.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know, like it was just hard. Like I don't know, it was just hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But I just got out of it.
Yeah.
How did you get? Did you get out of it?
I guess rebranding a lot of times.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, if I make a, you know, just curse a little more in the videos or
did you?
Like.
In Guava?
Like, probably like four videos. But it's more like in the gaming though, not in like the sketches or whatever. I would just like curse here and there. I'm like, oh. But then at the end of the day, man, it's like, who cares about what people say? It's more like, who watches your videos and what can you do for them? How can you serve your audience?
Yeah.
The way you know how to, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to be a top 5 Roblox player.
Let's go.
I got to train. I got a baby guava. I'm like, okay, I got to. Let's do some research early on, maybe.
Okay, ready? Next one. Rava says.
Guava?
Rava.
Oh, Rava.
Have you ever been jealous of each other? And wait, have you guys ever been jealous of each other? And how would you react?
Man, this is some deep. Deep questions.
All I said was ask questions you've wondered about, you've always wanted to know about, or things about the future.
What the hell?
And I guess they all went to the past.
I'm like, damn, bro.
I guess this is what they
were like. What's your favorite fruit?
I feel like I asked all these, and like most of my chat is like core, like they watch this when they're kids, so like 20s now.
Yeah.
So they're like, they access these questions they had when they were like 10 to 15, and they're like, I've always wondered this.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what they were wondering.
Dang, what was the question? How jealous?
Were you guys ever jealous of each other? Let me think.
I can go first.
Oh, okay.
I already told you this. Just like how you're so outgoing, it's hard for me to do that. Like, you should get along easy with like people.
You're not. I mean, that now you are.
I do. We still like people.
Yeah.
If I don't like them, I just still be nice to them.
Yeah.
I don't have to like them nowadays.
I
prefer not to be in a setting like that, but if I have to, I'll put on my my social battery face and just do my thing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I think I've actually grown up, like, it's not as easy for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
as what?
I also have to put a mask on if I'm like, hey, what's up? If I just want to go home. Like, but before, I was just I was like a puppy.
Yeah.
I think jealous.
Why
is probably,
that? Because he got older?
I think, I was like, maybe I had a little like people-pleasing like teenage years. Like not people-pleasing, but I like really cared about other people having a good time and being happy. And now I'm like, I care more about my happiness, my friend's happiness, my family's happiness.
Yes.
Yes.
Is mental health in the room with us?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, let me think. Okay, growing up, I was.
But that's true. It's not your job to make them happy, bro.
Yeah, I think growing up in our friend group, I always felt like you were the leader, and I was just like the outsider of the group.
I am the leader.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like, even with like Jeff, Dean, everybody, I never felt like part of the group. I just felt like a friend of the group.
Oh.
And I think I was jealous of that. And I was like, dang, how do I? But I think it was because I could never like bond with somebody because my attention span. I could never have a serious conversation with somebody about like how they're feeling or their emotions. So like, I was just the guy you go to for a good time. Like, I was like a puppy. I was like, oh, you have fun with the puppy, but you don't talk about, you don't bond with the puppy like emotionally.
Do you bond now emotionally?
I try to, but it's so boring. No, I try to my best. I try to get like, I am more interested now. I'm like, okay, let's get to the deep end of this. Like, oh, like,
let's go right straight into it.
Like, I want to figure this out. Let's figure this out together. Like, cause I like it when people do it to me and they're like, and it's hard for me to understand. Cause I'm like, no, you disagree with me. And then they're like, yeah, but like, why do you think you're feeling that way? And I'm like, because, and they're like, no, but why do you think you're reacting like this? And I was like, oh, yeah. So I like deep dives now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you try your best.
Yeah, I try. I think I'm better at it now.
Oh, okay.
I can like control my ADHD. There's still times where I'm like having a conversation and then it's usually like if you use interesting words, like if you use a word that people don't use often and then that triggers a memory of the last time I heard somebody use that word, last time I used that word, and then I'm like in that thought.
Oh my
And then
gosh.
I have to come back and pretend I didn't zone out and then look at their face to try to guess where we're at in the story. And yep. I feel so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It happened today with you.
What did I say? I said something interesting and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I got lost for like 5 seconds and I was like, dang it. It sucks when it's an important 5 seconds because it connected the story to where we're at now.
Oh.
I think it was right before the podcast. You told me a small story.
Okay.
And you told me the story for like 3 minutes, but for 5 integral seconds, I zoned out and I was like, dang it.
That's cool. Sorry.
Yeah.
Attention span is so attention-y, especially with what you do with attentioning on your phone nowadays. It's like, makes it even worse. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's the longest you've gone without your phone?
Like, how so?
Like, no phone.
Like, in my hand?
Just check in or look in?
I mean, you know. Remember that one time?
No.
No, I think a better question is, what's the longest you've gone where your phone was off? You didn't charge it immediately.
Off? My phone's never off, though.
Has it ever died? I can't remember my phone ever dying in the last like 10 years.
The question is, what's the longest time span without your phone, aside from sleep?
I don't know.
Really?
Or
driving.
Because it's hard because we're either working on our phone, which is social media, posting, doing a TikTok, editing, emailing, texting about work, or like I'm like planning, I'm like doing a to-do list, or I'm like, okay, what am I going to do this month? What am I going to post? So it's hard because probably 60% of the time on my phone is work related.
Yeah.
Can you think of any other time you were jealous other than like something you haven't told me before? Like, I don't think I've ever told you that, like, I felt like I was an outsider in our group, even though we were all friends for 10 years.
No, it's mainly that one. You're like, oh, this guy is always, he can get along with a lot of people. He can make them, like, comfortable, laugh. I'm like, dang, I wish I was good at that. Your looks, of course, but that was a teenage me.
Yeah, and you told me that.
Yeah, but fortunately, I'm more good looking now than you.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Was there a moment in your YouTube careers, this is from Tolu.
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 Where you guys grew to be like brothers, from where we went from close friends to brothers, and you're like, whoa.
In our careers?
Just like in life. I think I have the moment where I was like, oh, but I want to see yours first because...
From close friends to brothers.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, dang, this is my family right here. I think...
I think yours was before mine because I was just wasn't sure until I was like, oh.
Yours was before mine?
I think yours was before mine.
Bro, honestly, I think this is a deep one. You can answer first.
Okay. I think I was like, oh, yeah, we're friends. But especially in the early days, a lot of it was just like most of the time we hung out was either in a group setting or filming.
This is when?
Like early.
Like early 2010?
Early filming, yeah, whatever that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Probably before we moved to California.
Okay.
I felt like we're more just like, we rarely hung out unless it was like, because we're both there in the group
yeah.
or we were filming.
Uh-huh.
And I think, and then we had the split up. That whole time, like before the initial Wasabi Production split up, sure. I was like, I never felt like brothers. And then we started hanging out little by little after like 3 years of like not yeah. talking at all. Then we randomly saw each other.
Yep.
And then we saw you again. Then I invited you to basketball. Then you invited me to this. And then I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until you surprised me to ask me to be your groomsman. I was like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
And I was shocked because that didn't even cross my mind that would even maybe happen.
Yeah. Because honestly, without you, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And I'm sure it's vice versa as well.
Yeah.
Like that wedding wouldn't happen. I wouldn't have fun. So I would have moved here, got that venue, whatever.
Yeah. Nothing. If it wasn't for you, I'd probably be like right here instead of like on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably be right in the center. No.
Yeah.
But I think that's when I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I always wanted to, but I felt like it wasn't reciprocated. So then I just didn't allow myself to feel that way until I was like, whoa, this is real.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What do you think? Do you think the same thing?
I think you realized that's
what you were going to do?
What, that one?
Yeah, when you realized you wanted me to be a groomsman, is that probably the same for you or another time?
I think it's a little after. Honestly, I think it's when you got with Alexis.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. She like opened a new side of you, that more vulnerable side and more like responsible, mature side of you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this guy. It's like you're just like more in tune. With, yeah. Like,
I feel like everybody else before Alexis was just like passing time.
Like a pet.
No, you're talking about like Invincible. You just started watching Invincible.
I just saw Invincible. I only see Debbie as a pet.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's messed up.
That's messed up. No, I saw them. I never saw a future with anybody before Alexis. I just was like, maybe I was with them thinking that maybe one day I'll see a future with them, but it never happened until Alexis. Yeah.
So I think, no. I think it was the groomsman thing, but it really did solidify even more when you found the one and she kind of...
I got with her before your wedding. Before you asked me to be a groomsman, I was already with her.
Yes.
So you saw the brother from Close Friends to Brothers before me.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is, dude, she's kind of like shifting him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good job, Alexis.
Okay, Lulu said...
Lulu!
Is there anything you regret doing or not doing while you were at the peak of your YouTube career?
Ooh. The thing is, when you're at your peak, you don't know that's your peak.
Especially when you're young, you think you never think that it's going to end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you think, oh, this is my life now.
You just got to ride the wave. You're like, oh, shoot, this is it. Yeah. It's forever.
I think we both did a good job at riding the wave and keeping the wave going.
Yeah.
But I feel like, as in all things, you look back and you're like, I could have done more.
Exactly.
I could have done more. Like,
it's always going to be like that.
And the cool thing is now, like, I saw this video and this guy was like, 10 years ago, like in the past, if you think about like us now and we think 10 years ago, you'd be like, what do you wish you did different? What do you wish that you could have been? What do you wish you could have... like work towards, what do you wish, all this stuff. And then he's like, you 10 years from now you have that chance. You just jump back 10 years from, so if you're 30, you were 40 and now you're 30 again. Take advantage of what you just thought of, like what you wish you did. You can do that now, so in 10 years you don't regret it and you don't wish you would have done something different. And I was like, dang,
I'm getting it. Roblox, so that's the only thing I regret, not continuing Roblox.
Yeah.
Yep. I that's 100% what I regret.
I think if I could go back to the peak of my vlogging, yeah, where I was getting like 2 million, I was uploading every day and getting like 2 million views a day.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could, I wish I switched to something else earlier instead of just riding the wave of vlogging and then going like, and then down.
Yeah.
I wish I would have transition to something more with more longevity instead, yes, of just be like, oh, vlogging's big now, I'm a big vlogger.
Yes.
I wish I would have been like, oh, I wish I would have looked more into the future and be like, okay, what? Yep. Vlogging's not going to be here forever. Like, kids' content's not going to be here forever. What's the next step? I wish I would have focused on the next step more than the now.
I wish I thought about my future more.
Yeah. I wish I thought about, I mean, I did think about kids, being a father and being a, yeah, husband, and like I was excited for that, but I didn't work towards that.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't like, okay, I got to start saving now so that I have enough for my kids. I was just thinking, oh, I want to have kids. I can't wait to have kids and meet the one.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, oh, how can I, like now I'm thinking, like in the last like 5 years, I've been like, okay, how can I give my kids the best life ever?
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking about that before the last 5 years.
Yes.
So like when I hit 30, I started thinking about that. I wish I was thinking about that at 20.
Me too. Yeah. I didn't think about having a kid until like I got married.
Because it's hard to look past your 20s when you're in your 20s.
Exactly.
You feel like that's it.
Yeah. 30s, you're like end of the world, right?
Yeah.
When you're 20s.
Yeah. Like when
you're 20 year old, you're like, oh, 30. Oh my God, it's so over for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're 30 and you're like, whoa, there's so much life left.
There is life left.
Life is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's probably my answer.
40, bro. 48 is the peak of a man. Do you know that?
Is it?
They say 48 is when men peak. Do you know that?
No. I didn't know that.
Now you do. You got time?
No, I know.
Yeah.
In the future, wait, let me see.
Man, I wish I did Roblox, man. You're right, because I wrote the kids content, high energy. It was taxing. But then I'm like, it's just so jealous. Jealous of like the Markipliers and the people who can just play games and then kind of just like go back to their families,
yeah,
and just kind of like do their thing, you know? Ah.
You know.
It's not too late. Not too late. Gang, yeah, gang. See?
Yeah, it's not too late.
That's what I said to myself 10 years. Now, yeah, I get it
now. Now you're back.
That's a good way to say it. It's not too late. I got to take a shit. Oh my God, what'd I eat? How did you...
Okay, there's multiple questions from Christy C.
Christy!
What is one personality trait you want your kids to have of you and your significant other?
Ooh, one personality trait.
Yeah.
I think my... Ooh, goofiness, I guess.
Mine too.
Yeah, I want my daughter to be silly.
Yeah.
Just like, who cares what people think of you? Just be silly, you know? Smile.
Yeah. I think we're good examples. I mean, we've lived through what we lived through so that we can be like, okay, don't worry about this. Yeah. Like, hey, like, don't, like, I know it feels like a big deal right now, but you just trust me. You're going to get past,
yeah,
this. It feels, exactly, like your world's over, but it's not.
Yeah. Also, 9/11 was a real thing.
Yeah.
So if you see stuff, that's real.
Why? Why?
What?
Why would they not think that was real?
Because we don't think Pearl Harbor is real. You know
I did. I've always thought Pearl Harbor is real.
I mean, we don't have footage.
There's a whole movie.
That's a movie.
You're right. See? Titanic, you know, I thought Titanic was real. I thought it was like a real story about what happened on the Titanic.
I did too.
Now, yeah, I didn't know that was a made up story. I thought Jack was real.
Jack, me too.
Yeah, and Rose, I thought that was a whole thing.
I thought the Titanic was real too.
It is.
It's not.
Yes, it's not. It is.
It's called the Titan 5.
No, it's not.
Oh my God. It was called the Titan 5, Alex.
What was the question again? Oh yeah, what do they want? Okay, so for me is like the goofiness and carefreeness. And then what about from...
Oh, a significant side?
Mm-hmm.
I think just being empowered to be themselves. Especially as my daughter, women have it harder in the world, especially with like what they have to go through with like society.
Mm-hmm.
I just want her to be confident in who she is. That's it.
I think I would want the hard work. I feel like she's hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like been going hard the last like few days, like on this work stuff, and I'm like, whoa! I've never seen her lock in so hard, like,
damn,
for hours. And I'm like, whoa. I should really lock it in.
Whoa.
So what do you think, what would you not want them to get from us and significant others?
For me, bottling up emotions.
Ah.
Huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Huge one.
I think from me, I hope they don't have as severe ADHD as me, because I feel like I'm a genius. Mm-hmm. And like anything that I was forced to do growing up, like I just excelled in. Like boxing, like I that's something where I can't not focus on it because I'm fighting.
Yeah.
So, and I got pretty good. And I've never lost.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but other stuff like schoolwork, home, or I just couldn't focus. And I was like, oh, like I hope they have ADHD where they're creative, but not as severe as I had it. Because I, no matter how, I would cry sometimes because I just couldn't get my grades up. I just, and I'd be trying my hardest. Aww. I just can't pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, and it sucked. Yeah.
So like 8240p.
Yeah. Not like 84k.
For sure.
Yeah. No, what about something from your significant other?
So, that not having?
Mm-hmm.
Stress. People stress.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Alexis gets easily overwhelmed. Mm. So I hope that they can handle things better than we can. Because, she gets over it quick.
Mm.
Like, if something's like stressing her, she's like, I'm over it. And then I'm just like, we gotta figure it out. We gotta do it. But I know it sucks.
Lock in.
Yeah, the lock. Like, so. And then, wait. You hope that she handles stress better than you guys did?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, this is why I'm stressing.
Yeah.
It's okay to stress right now. I'm not going to ignore it. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm good. Let's deal with it.
Yeah. I will avoid dealing with it if I don't want to.
Mm.
I will do everything on my to-do list except for that one thing until I have to.
It's fair. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. No. It only gets bigger and bigger if you don't deal with it.
Yeah. It's just like, if you knock it out now, you won't spend days stressing about it because it's still on your to-do list.
I know.
Ugh.
It sucks, bro.
I do the same thing. I'm like, ah!
Man, you know, every time I go out and I see like new fans, or I see like profile pictures of our fans,
mm-hmm.
We're old, and everyone else is old. Like, wow. Like, everyone, like, our fans are, like, parents now, and we're like, I'm just like, whoa.
Every once in a while, like, I ask my chat, like, yo, how old, like, what's it? I want to find out what the average age group of this, like, 100, however many people are in the chat.
Yeah.
And usually the average comes out to, like, 30.
Dang.
Like, there's a bunch of 20s, bunch of 30s, then there's some,
real,
40s, 50s, and then there's maybe, like, less than 5 40s, 50s, and then like one or two like 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's crazy because our whole careers is like 6 years old.
I know, bro.
It's crazy.
It's just like, dude, I there was a comment I saw. It was like this guy, he commented, I guess he just had a realization. It's like, the more I see more of this dude, the more I'm thinking he's just a normal guy. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm so special.
Yeah. Don't call me normal.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Redact that comment right now.
Okay. This says, Lydia says, what are you most looking forward to in getting married? So I'm looking forward to getting married. What are you looking forward to in your marriage? So with mine, it's weird saying it, but I feel like I'm looking forward to solidifying, even though we've never not felt solid in our relationship.
Yeah.
It's just like official. It's like being Facebook official, but in real life.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like boom, like having the ring, it's pretty solid, but the ultimate solidness is being married.
It's crazy to have a ring. I didn't get mine until lately.
I know. I begged for months. I was like,
what are you going to do for the wedding?
I'm going to have another one. I'm going to have a gold one so I can switch out. Yeah. So then I can like wear whichever one I want.
Okay.
Yeah. You only have one?
Yeah.
Don't you have? Oh, you only have one. Guys only get one and girls have two.
Yeah.
But only one diamond and then a band.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's no rule. I don't know who made that rule. Probably the Romans.
I would. Because I got the idea from David Alvarado.
Oh.
Wait, Alvarado. David Alvarez.
Alvarez.
I was thinking Michael Alvarado.
Yeah.
David Alvarez. Because I was telling him, I was like, man, it's like a few months into our engagement. And I was like, man, how come I was like, how come the guys don't get a ring? And he's like, dude, I have one. And I was like, what? And he's like, I got one right away. I wanted it. And like, she got it. And I told her I wanted one. And I was like, oh, but then, so you have two? And he's like, yeah, but they're different colors. And I was like, oh, you could just wear a different color. And he's like, yeah. And so he got his gold one first, and then he got a silver. And I was like, I want this other one.
That's lit, bro.
Yeah, so I have that. But, okay, what about you?
I don't even know a question.
What are you looking forward to further on in your marriage?
Oh, further on.
It's hard for you because you already got married. You already been married. You already had a kid.
I think re-experiencing life together with the baby.
Ooh.
Because I can... Everything's different now. Going to the grocery store is different.
Yeah.
Going to the park, going to a museum. I can go to playgrounds now. The beach is going to be different. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
I feel like you're going to, there's going to be times where you're like, oh, you didn't know that? You forget they don't know things. Oh. So like you'll go and they'll be like, what is that? And you're like, what do you mean, what is that? That's a bit, but you never had a bit. Oh, you've never had a banana. Like, oh,
that's a banana.
Like, that's a guava. I'm like, oh, that's a guava? Be like, yeah.
Yeah. So just re-experiencing things.
I probably didn't know what a guava. I didn't have guava juice until I was like probably 24.
You had it since you were like 12, bro.
Maybe, but I didn't know that's what it was.
It's me, bro.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, not guava juice. Yeah.
I remember trying it for the first time in Hawaii at a hotel, and I was like, and we weren't talking at the time, and I was like, this is guava juice? I did not know it was that sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Is it good for you?
Probably not. A lot of sugar.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The fruit is by itself.
Was it? Oh, I don't think I've ever had a guava.
There's a guava tree in the back. You can grab a
fruit.
What
does it taste like? Sweet?
Mmm. Sour. A little sour. A little
like
sweet.
Citrusy?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. It's like an apple, but a little sour.
Same consistency as an apple or a kiwi? I always thought it was like a kiwi.
It's like an apple.
I thought it was like a hard kiwi.
Hard apple.
Huh. Harder than an apple?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. You got to bite a little bit harder.
What?
Yeah.
Do you eat the skin?
You can.
What?
This guy is mind blown right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. But it's crazy because like what you said, you're going to re-experience everything. It's like when we first moved here. And you had a friend visit.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, Disneyland, fun. But then you're like, oh, it's just Disneyland. Then your friend comes and like, dude, the beach, Disneyland. And you're like, yeah. And
you're
like,
just like seeing their reaction.
Yeah. And they're like, look at the palm trees. And you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot those were here.
It's cool. And you obviously you want them to have the best time.
Yeah.
Because you enjoy seeing them have a good time.
Yeah.
So you got to make, it's going to be, oof.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. Can't wait for you guys.
So we grew up in North Carolina and then we were blown away by California.
Mm.
So, like, if you grow up here, what are you blown away by?
What do you mean?
Like, that's it. You're already
grew up here?
You're already in the best. You're like,
they can go to other places.
Everything else is down.
No, bro.
No. The rest of the world.
California's the best.
You
can't go anywhere else. You can't.
She's like, oh, dang, I don't want to go.
No more. You can't go anywhere. You're stuck here forever.
Well, like, if you're in North Carolina, then you go to California or New York. Then you're like, wow.
No, even if you're from California, you go to North Carolina, you're like, wow,
oh,
trees.
You're right.
Oh, it's so peaceful.
You know, I just went to North Carolina with a bunch of people that didn't go to North Carolina, or that hasn't been there, and they were like, whoa, I didn't know there's so many green.
Yep.
And like,
that's the first thing they say.
They always say that.
It's so green here.
It's so green.
Yeah.
And then I go there, and I still don't understand what they're saying. I'm like, I feel like it's, I look in your backyard, there's a bunch of green. I'm like, what? Look in this room.
There's a
so
lot
much green.
More green there, you gotta say, though. Like driving down the highway, green everywhere.
It is green everywhere, but I guess, I guess there's trees everywhere.
Like, you don't see that, like driving in the 101 here.
Yeah, I guess
so. Left and right, you don't see that trees.
I guess I just grew up with it, so it doesn't stick out to me.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
desensitized.
But they always say, wow, it's green.
It is so green, bro. Even when you fly, dude, like you look down the airplane, you know you're still on the West Coast, you look down, it's brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know you're in the East Coast when you look down, there's like, it's a massive amount of trees.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
That's crazy. You think so your parents are here, but they still have their house in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You think you're going to have that house forever?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you could probably show your daughter, like, this is where I grew up.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is where we did lip syncs here.
Yeah.
Your Uncle Alex and did, this is the room. We did this video.
This is where he knocked me out with a chair.
No, that's your house.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's your house.
That's my house. That's Aaron's room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have that no more.
No. But we never owned that house. It was always rented anyways.
Would you buy it?
No, I think my parents' house now is the house that like...
No, would you just buy just to have it?
Oh, buy that house? Nah.
No? You know, I tell you this. I just still dream about that, you know, Travis house that I live on all the time. That's like the main setting for a lot of my dreams.
Really? I never dreamed about the, you know, Travis house that I lived in.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you dream where you are currently? And like, what's the house you're in usually? Mine's, you know, Travis. I don't know why. It's so weird.
Dang, I don't know. Because I've just... I feel like I've just moved so much. I don't have a house that I dream in.
Oh.
Like when I dream, I'm in that house.
Because
I never stayed anywhere long enough. except for the Eno Trace house, but that one doesn't, I don't dream about that
house.
Not
even your Woodland one?
No. I lived there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just never, I think my dreams, like I'm more focused on the story, so I don't even know where I am. Like, I never, it's never like, oh, I'm usually in this place and that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. All
right, let me find one more last question.
These questions make it are good, man.
These are good questions.
Good
Thanks.
Job, chat.
Thanks, chat. That's another question from Lydia.
Lydia.
She said, Roy, what is your proudest father moment so far? It's only been 5 months, right?
Almost.
So in the last 5 months, has there ever been a time where you just looked at it and cried, or something happened and you just cried? And you're just like, oh, I'm so like proud. Or I like, can't believe you. Like when she first picked up her head, you're like, oh, or anything like that. Or you're just too tired.
Yes, I'm tired all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a moment. It's just like, I mean, of course, all her moments are good with like her head picking up.
There's
or,
not
like,
one
over.
Most memorable other than birth.
Birth was crazy.
Where like memorable. You can see in like 10 years, you're going to be like, whoa, I'm going to remember that. Or nothing crazy has happened yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
They're just like great moments.
Like first words coming soon.
Yeah, first words coming.
Walking. Oh yeah,
good.
She didn't even crawl yet.
All her, she can eat solids as soon as she can sit up by herself.
Really?
Yeah.
So they do this thing called. Oh, she can't even sit up yet. That's crazy. But she's mastered holding her head up.
Oh yeah,
for sure. She's always looking around.
She's as soon as she can hold herself up with minimal support from us, we're gonna give her solids. And the thing is, you know, solids, bro. When you think of solids, what do you think about? Like their first solid meal. What do you think it is?
I was thinking like baby food, like
applesauce, like
yeah,
baby
like
food
carrot,
kind of stuff.
Like mushy carrots and stuff. Does that not count as solid food?
No, that's solid, but it's different now.
What?
Our pediatrician said, oh yeah, you can start with that, but I prefer you guys do baby fed weaning, which is there's a website that has a list of foods you can give the baby, and they just kind of just eat the thing.
In solid form?
In solid
form.
Like
not mushed?
Nope.
What is it?
Ribs.
They can have
ribs. No, I swear.
So the first solid food for a baby should be ribs.
Yes. No, I mean, it could be ribs. It could be a banana, like an actual banana.
Yeah.
Like a soft carrot.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a toy for them.
Like a steamed carrot that's soft. They're like,
yeah, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. They can do that.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be mush.
They don't have to be mush.
No. Because that way they can learn the textures of food early on, and they can learn how to like eat it. Because it's the same thing as like putting a toy in their mouth, except it's food. So they can explore themselves. And then our pediatrician said, if you want to do ribs, you can do ribs. I was like, ribs?
So you can go from bottle to ribs if you want?
Yeah. I mean, bottle is still going to be the main source.
Yeah.
But they can supplement with like ribs or like whatever.
So the first thing they eat, other than drinking from a bottle, can be ribs.
Exactly. And when that moment comes, I will take a picture. I'll send it to you.
And so when I was holding her, like, I had her, like, not fully laying down,
sure,
but, like,
yeah,
slanted because she likes to see.
Yeah.
And then I could feel her, like, going like this, trying to sit up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She, like, really wanted to. And she was, like, I could feel her straining and, like, I feel her spine, like, struggling, trying to sit up. And I was, like, whoa, she really wants to sit up. But I was trying to make sure she could see. I just didn't have her like upright.
Yeah.
That's crazy. She's really trying.
She's going to eat a rib and a banana. That's the thing. Okay, what's the question? Proudest father moment?
Yeah.
I guess
like 5 months, there's so many big milestones like crawling, rolling over, not yet?
That's the thing.
She rolled over from
back to front and front to back.
She did both?
She did both. Though.
When?
Like a week ago.
And you didn't
goes,
tell me?
Vroom. I'm telling you now.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait,
that makes sense.
She does it like once a day, or she did it like once a week?
Just randomly, whenever she feels like it. It's mainly if she wants to reach a toy. On
she'll
her
roll
side.
Over.
Yeah, so the toy is like right here. She'd be like,
and she gets all the way over.
Yeah, she like flips. We can try. I'll show you if she's awake after this. But yeah, I think the most proud of it was I think she was having like a fussy session. She was like crying. I was like looking at her. I was like, I'm never going to experience this cry again the way you're crying right now. Because their cries change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Monette's cousin said, make sure to record their cries because every month their cries change.
Ugh.
And we did. And it did change.
Really?
Yeah. The cries changed so much.
Have you ever had like where she cried and you're like, oh. And then next month, you're like, I can't wait till next month. I don't like this one.
No.
I'm like, oh, well, that. Let's not do that.
Let's give you ribs and then see what that does.
No. All right. That was a
that was wholesome.
A deeper podcast this one. Yeah, I liked it. That. It's been a while.
Every like 10 episodes or 20, something like that.
In my Discord, I'm going to keep that open after you guys see this. If you want to add some more good questions in chat, go ahead, because I really like this one. Let's dive some more.
Let's deep in.
Okay.
Stay juicy.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.